Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Greetings and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host for a very special series. It is Napoleon Hill's Your Right to Be Rich. I'm Happily Malone joining you here live today along with some of our special Mastermind Alliance guests. We're going to be introducing them really soon. We're so excited that you've joined us for this series, because as we peer into the 17 principles over the next 6 weeks of Napoleon Hill's success formula, literally, if there's anything that you want to be able to create, be able to do, be able to accomplish, if you're feeling stuck in your life in some way, shape, or form, then these principles are the key to be able to help you to accomplish anything. And so we are so glad that you joined us for part one of this series, because over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be teaching you how to learn the secrets to wealth through these 17 principles and breaking down those 12 riches of life. Yes, there are 12 riches of life that you have access to, and we're going to be discussing that throughout this series. And so today, with part one of the series, we're going to be going through the starting point of all great achievements and how you can use other people's power to get what it is that you want. Yeah, so the very amazing principles based off of definiteness of purpose in the Mastermind Alliance. And for those of you who are not familiar or just getting to know about Napoleon Hill, he was a reporter who got an assignment to go and interview one of the most successful men of his time, which happened to be Mr. Andrew Carnegie, which I'm sure you've heard of him. And during his time with Mr. Carnegie and interviewing him, Mr. Carnegie saw something in him. You know, in each and every one of us has something, you know, special within us. We have a purpose for being here, you know, and living this life. And Mr. Andrew Carnegie saw something special in Napoleon Hill and gave him the opportunity to create a principle for success. Now, the twist part about it was, he said it was going to take him 20 years to go and interview 500 of the most successful people in the world. But over those 20 years, he was going to have to work for free, right? The most successful man of his time, you know, was getting him on board to work for him for free. But he knew that with developing this principle and him putting those keys into place and into work and into action in his life, he was going to reach levels of success never heard of. And Mr. Hill, he decided to go ahead and accept that challenge and went around and interviewed people from Theodore Roosevelt to Thomas Edison to Henry Ford to all of the people who have truly shaped American history and shaped the world that we live in today. And from those interviews and from that information that he was able to gain from them, he was able to create the principles of success that we will be covering over these next 6 weeks. So thank you so much for joining us for the series. And I'm going to introduce you to my Mastermind Alliance guest who will be helping facilitate this discussion on your right to be rich. We have none other than Ms. Ann McNeil, who is, of course, the founder of the International Mastermind Association, which is an association that is all about promoting and distributing the principles of Napoleon Hill's Thinking Grow Rich and his 17 principles covered in a lot of his other materials. You may have heard of his other books as Outwitting the Devil, Your Right to Be Rich, and many other works through Napoleon Hill. So it's the association's main purpose to be able to make sure that people have access to this information so they can use it in their lives. And Ms. Ann not only founded the International Mastermind Association, but she's also the owner of NCO Consulting, which is a NCO Consulting, Cobalt Tax Franchise, and Constructively Speaking. She also owns NCO Construction that has a value of excess of $110 million in construction projects. She also speaks locally and nationally as a life coach and is committed to spreading those principles through Think and Grow Rich. So we're really excited to have her on the line today. She's also appeared on ABC's World News and been featured in USA Today and many others. We also have on the line with us Ms. Sandra Richardson, who owns Richer Inspirational Growth Firm. She's an inspirational growth instructor, and the existence of that firm is really to pay it forward. And Ms. Richardson has experienced some tremendous success throughout her career using the mastermind principles and using the principles from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, where she's able to break records and become a model within the Fortune 500 company in which she was once the executive director before founding her own company and helping move people's lives in some amazing ways. And then last and certainly not least, and we're so excited to have her back on the show, is Ms. Hillary Vargas, who's a life coach, motivational speaker, and youth mentor. She's the founder of Ms. Hillary's Kids, which is a nonprofit organization that's designed to support and empower our young adults. So we want to make sure that we are, you know, instilling these principles not only within ourselves for our own success in life, but also in the generations to come, because literally they are our future. So, ladies, welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Excellent, excellent. And we have Ms. Ann and Ms. Hillary on the line as well.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. So, ladies, I am so excited to be able to, like, just jump in and be able to, you know, share with our listening audience, those who have joined us this morning, to be able to talk about the starting point of all great achievements through Napoleon Hill's 17 principles. And so that starting point, which is really that definiteness of purpose, actually the first principle within his success philosophy. And, you know, there were some staggering numbers that were shared in the book, Your Right to Be Rich. And it actually said that there's about 98% of people who are literally just drifting through life. Drifting through life because they have no purpose, they have no real direction, but just kind of, you know, going along with the flow, or kind of just wherever life takes them, wherever life leads them, that's where they end up. So they're not experiencing the success or experiencing the things that they want in life because there is no definite purpose. And or do you all see this, you know, with, you know, people that you work with or through experiences in your own life? Have you seen the validity of that statement?
Well, good morning. I'm Hillary Vargas here, but definitely have a, like you stated, it's something that is very common, and I think that it's an idea we have, and then the main thing is to put it into paper. What is your purpose, and how are you going to get define it to get there? And sometimes I think it's also the influence of what we're taught that we have to do. But the most important thing is when you read the definition of purpose from Napoleon Hill, it's just to be absolutely clear towards what you want in direction. The best example to that is, like, if you have an address, you're going to put it in the GPS. You have to be sure where you're going. So that's the same as in your life. And that's something that I've seen, and that's something that I've also seen with our youth. And that's why, like, for me particularly, I have the foundation where I teach my youth, what is it that they want out of life? What is your purpose at a young age? Because many people drift and they get to live a career or work, but that's not really their purpose. Thank you.
Mm. absolutely. So people are just, you know, it could be because, hey, my mom was a nurse, so I'm going to become a nurse, and it's not really what you want to do, but it's just the flow of things or the flow of life, or because of the neighborhood that I grew up in or because of the people who I've been surrounded with, this is all I see as my outlook or aim in life, instead of really taking the time to decide what your definite major purpose in life is, what it is that you want to be able to do with this life, because you literally can do anything that you set your mind to. And you all ladies are definitely testaments of this, you know, and you know, maybe you can share with us a little bit about your journey in really deciding and how you came about deciding what you wanted to do with your life and how you came up with your definite major purpose.
Well, thank you, and good morning again to all of our listeners around the world. And as a student of Napoleon Hill's philosophy in the book Think and Grow Rich, Havala, I realized that when he tells us in the book that there are six steps to riches, when you ask the question, it starts with that desire. And so for me, my personal story is that on December 31st at 9 p.m. 1979, New Year's Eve, I decided to stay home, excuse me, and began to read the book while my husband and friends decided to go out and celebrate the new year. Unbeknownst to me, that night became a new year in my life in a number of ways. And so as I began to read this book began to read me. And as I began to answer the questions, how much money do I want, which was a part of the six steps to riches, I realized that I never really stopped long enough to really assess my own condition in life as a young person. And so when I started answering the question, how much money do I want, I said $1,000. And for me at that point in my life in 1979, $1,000 was a lot of money to save. So you talk about making minimum wage, even working in corporate America at that time. I went on to question number two, and question number two asked, basically, you know, what are you going to do in return for the money? What are you going to give, some kind of product or service? And I said, I'm going to save the money. Question number three asked, by what date do you intend to have the money? And I said, you know, a year from today is good. Question number four literally changed my life, because question number four asked me to give a detailed action plan of exactly how I would get the money. And 5 or 6 hours later, I'm still sitting there. I could not answer the question. And so what I have learned, Havala, in this process of determining what's my number, that this journey is really not about the money. It is more about what we become in the process of making the money that we desire. So that was 1979 with $1,000, and I had to become the kind of person with the skills and the mindset, in addition to the desire to have achieved that. But now, you know, the goal and the vision now is really about helping others understand how to utilize the philosophy of this book and to do the same. So thank you.
Absolutely, and that's such a great example, because you went from having a desire to, you know, save $1,000 to now, you know, owning multiple companies, very successful companies that are, you know, producing in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So having that definiteness of purpose and starting from a desire, really being able to say, what is it that I really want in life? What do I really want? And getting very clear about that. Because a lot of times, you know, as individuals, we won't stop and just sit in the silence. We won't just stop and just sit there and have a conversation with ourselves. We have a television on. We have, you know, people talking to us. We're, you know, listening to music. We're constantly having all of this, you know, bombarding, you know, which is conditioning our mind instead of, like, just turning out all of the noise and going within and saying, what is it that I truly want? And then taking the time to write that down. because I love how you made mention in that process you actually wrote it down, which is one of the biggest keys that Napoleon Hill, you know, stresses, is that you have to take the physical energy to write your purpose down, to write your desire down, and then create the steps or the plan to be able to accomplish that. But first deciding, what is it going to cost me? Because anything in life that you want to accomplish, any success, it's going to cost you something. And for myself personally, when I was pursuing, you know, my career in television and starting to work with networks and stuff like that, when I decided, hey, this is what I want to do, I want to, you know, be able to share messages through the television platform, there was a cost associated with that. There was training that was involved. There was time that I had to take away from social activities or, you know, things that I would do that were normally for fun or just hanging out, to be able to really concentrate in and learn the craft and learn public speaking and learn how to, you know, operate in that arena or in that world. And so you always have to decide, what is this going to cost me? And I know, Sandra, you have an amazing story, you know, along with your journey as well, with being able to decide upon what it is you want to accomplish in life. And matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're going to come back and get that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show with part one of our special six-part series on Napoleon Hill's Your Right to Be Rich. I'm your host, Tavla Malone, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our very special series on Your Right to Be Rich. Right now we're talking about the starting point to all great achievements in life, which is having a definite major purpose in life. And we were talking with, we have our very special Mastermind Alliance guest on the line with us on the call today, Ms. Ann McNeil, founder of the International Mastermind Association and Constructively Speaking, Inc., as well as Ms. Sandra Richardson of the Rich Consulting Firm, who's an inspirational growth instructor, and Ms. Hillary Vargas, who's a youth mentor and life coach and has the foundation Ms. Hillary's Kids. And so we were talking about that definiteness of purpose and really being able to decide what you want in life. And so, Sandra, I know your journey has been a really miraculous one as well. So share a little bit with us about how that definiteness of purpose and kind of taking this principle into your own life has manifested the things that you were looking for.
Well, good morning, everyone, once again. It's my pleasure to be here on the phone with you guys. My journey started, I would say, in 1996, but prior to that, I was an avid reader of books and got my kids off to school. Everybody graduated, and I found myself trying to figure out exactly who I was, how do I find out who I was. There were always scriptures that actually stood out in my mind, and one of them was, God said that he made me in his image. And then there's another scripture where he says, I gave you an intellectual capacity. So I knew I had to be greater than what I was, and I began to take that journey of trying to discover that by reading so many books. And those books, they were very, very beneficial for me. But then I stumbled across the Napoleon Hill, The Science of Success. And I began to read that years later, I began to read that and wasn't quite able to finish my course because I had a tragedy happen in my life with my family. So got off the course, wasn't able to complete it, and then picked it back up again years after the tragedy, and found myself looking for work because, like I said, the children were off, the husband was sick, I needed to find me in the midst of all of that. And what happened was really just really phenomenal after that, finding that job. And it really wasn't about money because I had already taken a look at the world and the way the world was going, and it looked like it was all about money, but I knew for a fact that it had to be more than money. It had to be. I was looking for more than that. I was looking for a discovery of who I am, my talents, what I can offer, what I can do, how I can put myself in a position where I loved me and not love money. And that actually is exactly what happened when I got this job with this big corporation. I found that those principles that I had learned, they became part of me, and that I was reflecting that on my job when it came to working with individuals and working with groups and teams and a staff. And as a result of that, the money just came. I couldn't believe where the money just was coming from everywhere. But I was fascinated by that.
Really, from having that definite major purpose, is you decide, okay, this is what I want, and then was able to apply those principles and then saw the reaping of the benefits of, you know, making that decision?
Absolutely. And then this other principle, going the extra mile, I applied that. And applying that brought me such unusual success for me, because there's no way I thought being a mother and a wife, having done all of that, and that was pretty much behind me, if you will. I just could not believe that those things worked out the way they did. And I became, you know, this executive of this huge company because of actually putting these principles to work in my life. I would have never saw that coming had I not embarked on that course, that Napoleon Hill course. And even till this day, I have to give credit for a mindset that I developed through that. It helped me get through a real tragedy that I'm dealing with now, in that I definitely did not want to have to deal with some information I got from the medical field with my husband. I was really blindsided with that, and that they told me that he was going to be considered for hospice. Well, I really wasn't ready for that. But what I do know, had I not been engaged in the Napoleon Hill principle, I would not have gotten through that the way I did. I was so impressed with me, because I know me. I know how I would have dealt with that had it not been for those principles and having the mind, knowing how to apply them. I actually was able to actually apply those principles in my life, and it helped me to actually stand up and be strong and deal with it. Now, I tell you what, another thing happened to me that no amount of money in the world would have got me there. No psychiatric treatment, none of that would have got me there. I allowed myself, I gave myself the right to feel the emotions and to feel the pain and to go through all that my body wanted to go through to get to where I eventually got. And that's where I got to the point where I got so focused. I knew what I needed to do for my husband, for my family, and I did it and stood up in a way that no way, I just know for a fact I would not have been able to do it had not been able to apply those principles in those different areas where I needed to do them. And most of all, that I really just poured out my heart. I just let it all go. I just totally surrendered. It was very detoxing and cleansing mentally. And when I was done, everything looked brighter. And then the things turned in a way for him that really I was really grateful for is that he ended up in a place around people that I really do care about and know and love and have seen their work. And so he's now in a position to have the best care that he could have, that I could possibly give him. And I am so grateful for the Napoleon Hill teachings and principles and laws and lessons, until I can never let them go now, because I do know these are the tools that I have to use in my navigation in life. So forgive me for getting a little choked up there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because so many times we do, you know, go through, you know, personal tragedy, the personal, you know, things that happen within our families, because life is about, it's a full experience. It's about what you do in your homes. It's about what you do in your business. It's a holistic experience. And the beautiful thing is that these tools that help you to get possession of your own mind, it helps you to be able to get control of your own emotions and set a course for the way that you want things to go. So even sometimes when outside circumstances are outside of our control, we can at all times control our own experience of that situation. And that's that self-determination. That's the one thing, and Napoleon Hill talks about this very much throughout his principles and throughout his teaching, is that the one thing that we do have control over, the one thing that we have complete control over, is our own mind. And that's the only thing that we need to be able to achieve outstanding success and to be able to create the type of mental conditioning to be able to withstand, to be able to not only survive, but thrive in any circumstance. So, you know, thank you so much for being able to share that very personal experience, you know, about the situation with your husband and how these principles have been able to, you know, help you, you know, because a lot of times people will just completely, you know, break down or break apart because they can't handle it, because they have not been mentally conditioned to be able to handle the things that come up in our lives. So for our listening audience, you really want to take the time, the opportunity to get clear about truly what it is that you want to accomplish within your life. Take the time to stop and sit down and write out what your goals, what your desires, what your plans are, and then understand that there's always going to be a cost associated with that, and be ready to pay that price up front. And that way, you already know that you will set yourself on the course to go where you want. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter how much money is in your account. It doesn't matter where you're living. You can start right now. You can start exactly where you are to be able to achieve whatever you set your mind to. Napoleon Hill said, if you can conceive it and believe it, then you can achieve it. And it was some very powerful words. And actually, and Ms. Hillary, I know you work with a lot of youth from varying backgrounds, especially in underprivileged areas, and you're a big proponent of making sure that even these youth have these principles and have this understanding so that they can apply it. And please tell us about, because some of your kids that are in your program are now even applying to Harvard or are going to Harvard. So I want you to share just a little bit about that before we take a quick break.
Thank you, Havila. Thank you, Sandra and Anna. I first want to acknowledge, really, it's really incredible to have three amazing women on the line to talk about wealth, success, and purpose. And I think there's nothing more powerful than that and influencing other people to take the step to do so. I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with a huge calling in my heart, and that's really my purpose. And I found this out later after I graduated college, was to install these purposes of Napoleon Hill to the youth. I actually have a nonprofit foundation called Miss Hillary's Kids, where we establish a mentoring program to help design the youth to establish their social, emotional, academic, and spiritual balance in their life. I grab the youth. They come from inner city areas. You know, some of them have been through a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges in their lives. Some of them don't have parents. Some of them do. Some of them have been on the streets. Some of them don't. Some of them haven't even been pushed to their level of that I knew that they could do. And so they've been with me for 5, 6 years, some of them. And the most beautiful thing is that when you apply these principles to our youth, they're so hungry for knowledge. They're so hungry for a way out. They're so hungry, and they say, Ms. Hillary, I just want something better. And really, Think and Grow Rich, for me, it helps me to implement, to think differently. Because sometimes, as myself, when you grow up in urban areas and growing up with, I grew up with a single mother, no father, and so you were always told, go to school, make something of yourself, and it's always like the fear to end up at the same area you started. And so, you know, it's the implementation that anything that your mind can conceive, it could definitely be achievable. And so with that thought in mind, you know, and making it as a testimony in my own life, when I started this nonprofit Against All Odds, we started implementing this same thoughts in our kids, in my kids, as I call them, because they really become kind of yours. And the question really was, where do you want to go? What do you want to do in life? If really, what is that dream? And so some of them, their dreams are very high, and we were invited as an organization to go to Harvard University. And in Harvard University, we were explained of an amazing program where five of my kids, they said, you know what, Ms. Hillary, we want to do this. We want to do this. We want to apply, and we want to get in. And so be it. They put the implementation in place. You know, we went and, you know, we did a whole funding for it. And now, you know, officially they're in the extended program at Harvard University. And it's amazing to see that, because it's something that for them, where they grew up, you know, through their obstacles, through the challenges, like they tell me, Ms. Hillary, we shouldn't be here. But you know what? Like, we deserve to be here. We want to be here. And then they go back to their communities, and they're showing and leading by example that it could be done. As long as you know what you want and, you know, and have that written down, it could possibly be done. That your past and how you grew up does not dictate your future. Your future is written by you. And so it's really amazing to see that. You know, we also have one of our young ladies, Arlene, in medical school, when just last year she tried to commit suicide. And when I sat with her, I asked her, what do you want out of life? What is that meaning? She goes, I want to become a doctor. I want to help others through holistic ways. What do I do? I said, okay. So, and now she just left to Antigua in January. Now she's going to be medical school. So the results are absolutely amazing. And you're seeing this transformation not only within themselves, but within their families. I'm getting calls from their parents just like saying, thank you. There's a transformation here. There's a belief system. There's that hope, that faith back in our family of breaking the cycle of that my child will not be able to make it because of this. And we go through the book. We go through their principles. Every week we go through them, and it's something really beautiful to install in the younger generation. Napoleon Hill, interestingly enough, really believes that if this book was taught in school, then nobody really would be in the 99.9%. Everyone would be in that 1%. And it's interesting how I grabbed the book. I had actually the honor to meet Napoleon Hill's grandson in a convention a couple years ago, and he said to me, he goes, keep believing. And when he autographed my book, he said, for you and the youth. And that actually, at that point, I hadn't installed the nonprofit, but that really gave me the push to do it. I was like, wow, if he believes in me, he doesn't even know me, what else can I do? And so that for me was huge. We install that in our generation. And like Kavala has said before, our generation really is our future. It's not just about us. And when you install this, like, can I tell you, it's like you give them such gasoline to move forward, to do amazing things. They're positive. They're, you know, not getting into trouble. They're aiming high. You know, they're going to honors, and they're breaking the barriers, and they're breaking the stereotypes of where they come from. And they're being the difference, which is the most important thing, is implementing your purpose. And like Sandra had mentioned, not doing it necessarily for the money, but really doing it because that's your calling in your heart, and it's the one thing you want to do. And Napoleon Hill talks about that. The money will always come. But the first thing is to find that one calling, which could be defined as your purpose for it. So we've been honored to do this, to show the world that our urban youth, that they want this so badly. And honestly, it's absolutely incredible. I invite everyone, if they want to follow us on Facebook or any social media, it's Miss Hillary's Kids, and you can see firsthand and how the implementation of Napoleon's Hill and how the foundation has really helped me to install this in our generation, and how the kids have been testimony of what can be if we just believe.
Excellent. And I absolutely love what your foundation is doing. It's a wonderful organization, and it really shows you, you know, you're never too young, you're never too old to be able to decide what you want in your life and to pursue it. And, you know, you definitely do not want to be a part of that 98% of people who are just drifting through life, accepting whatever life is throwing their way, but truly take the time to condition your mind to really have a success consciousness so that you can have the things that you want and you can be the type of person that's going to get those things. So we thank all of our listening audience. You're listening to part one of the Napoleon Hill's Your Right to Be Rich discussion. After we come back from this commercial break, we're going to be talking about how you can use other people's power to be able to get what you want in life. Yes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have a message, a product, or a service that you really believe in? Do you want to share it with the world, yet you feel stuck in knowing how to make that happen? Hi, my name is Havilah Malone, and I'm a television host and number one best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. And this book gives you everything that you need to know on how to radiate your presence, how to magnify your voice, and attract the media's attention so that you can exponentially grow your business and truly make a difference in the lives of others. You can obtain a copy of my book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet, on Amazon.com, or you can check out my website at HavilahMalone.com. That's HavilahMalone. If you're really ready to take this year to a whole nother level, learn 5 steps to win in your personal and professional life, pick up a copy of the book today.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
So you are joining us for our 6-part series on Napoleon Hill's Your Right to Be Rich, where you're going to learn the secrets to wealth and the 12 riches of life. So join us here every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and you call in at 661-554-9219. The series runs from February 7th through March 14th, and we'll be going through all 17 of Napoleon Hill's principles that will help you to achieve success in your life like you've never seen before. And so right now, we want to go into the whole premise and the concept behind using other people's power. Yes, how do you go about doing that? And that actually brings us to the principle within Napoleon Hill's philosophy for success of the Mastermind Alliance. And truly, there is no great accomplishment that is ever achieved without the help and the harmony of other people. When you look at anything that has been created, when you, as a matter of fact, we even go back to how this philosophy came into existence, it was through a mastermind alliance between Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, one of the most successful people of his time, and his mother. They actually sat down to be able to formulate a plan and working within a perfect spirit of harmony and using each other's knowledge, using each other's education, using each other's experiences to be able to create the plan that ended up bringing us one of the world's greatest philosophies of all time. And this mastermind principle. And Anne, I definitely want you to, you know, to talk about this because you've created the International Mastermind Association, which is all about this mastermind principle and using this alliance. So tell us a little bit about the power of a mastermind alliance.
Well, thank you, Havila, for the question. And I really would like to start with the fact that you must have a dream to have a dream come true. And so to go back to my story earlier about the fact that my dream that night really was to save $1,000. And the desire from that drove me to look for a way to answer the question. So that night as I began to realize that I could not, utilizing the process that I had been using, which was my job only, and I love jobs, we hire a lot of people, and that's good, but I realized that night that the job that I had would not allow me to save $1,000 in addition to getting out of debt. So I aspired to find a way, and that way was creating a business. And so that night, as I began to continue to read, I came upon the mastermind concept the following morning in the book. And as I've read through the mastermind concept espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, he talked about putting together a small group of people that would hold you accountable for your dream, for your goals, and then you would do the same with them. But they had to be of like mind and like spirit, and I want to say that again. When you consider putting together people for your mastermind group or alliance, they must be of like mind and both like spirit. And so I began to give the book away to my friends for Christmas, for birthdays, for holidays, special occasions, or no occasions whatsoever. And a small group of friends began to read the book, knowing this was the beginning of our first mastermind group. So we started meeting every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., and we would rotate homes. And in the process of doing that, the only thing we did was we answered, each one of us came prepared to answer the six steps to riches, as he called them. And I'll just repeat those again for our listeners. The first step was to decide how much money you want. The second step was to determine what you're going to give in return for the money, and it's got to be some kind of product or service. The third step is to put together a date by which you want to achieve that amount of money. The fourth step is to write a detailed plan of action. The fifth step is to create an affirmation statement, which I like to suggest you take question number 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that really can become your statement. And then the sixth step is to repeat the statement twice a day aloud, once in the morning upon arising and then once in the evening prior to retiring. Well, a small group of friends, about 10 of us, got together and we started doing that every single Saturday. At that point, no one in the group had a business of their own to speak of. And I'm going to fast forward. 10 years later of continuing to do this, 90% of all of our members from that group ended up becoming entrepreneurs and experts in their area of interest. But more importantly, Havila, from that, we also ended up forming what we now call the International Mastermind Association because we realized we had to create a system and a process of not only what we did, but how did we do it so that we can help teach others how to do the same. And that, for us, was the foundation of the International Mastermind Association, helping people understand, first, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. But secondly, you must have a like-minded, like-spirited group of individuals who are willing to work with you as you work with them to make that dream come true. And then make it duplicatable so you can teach others. So that's really the foundation, Havila, from which we build.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing, for everyone who's listening, the beautiful thing about a mastermind alliance is it actually gives you the ability to tap into another person's skill, to tap into another person's specialized knowledge, into their ability. Because you may say, you know what, I've decided I want to be able to, like, say it's a construction company. I love construction, but I don't really know a whole lot about construction. But I love architecture, and I love being able to build, you know, things on a small scale. But what I really want to do is to have a construction business. Well, you can literally find people who have specialized skills, who have specialized knowledge, and bring those people together, all within a spirit of harmony, because you all have to be working together towards a definite purpose. And we just, you know, talked about for the first portion of the show, that definite major purpose. You can actually tap into their skills, their abilities, their education, and use them as if they are your own through this Mastermind Alliance. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And Sandra and Hillary, I know that you ladies have been a part of mastermind groups and have masterminded. So if you could share with us a little bit about how that has been a benefit, or how you've been able to use this mastermind principle, or even with your, you know, clients or your youth, to be able to truly accomplish some outstanding thing.
Well, this is Sandra speaking. Thanks again for the opportunity. Well, the Mastermind Alliance, one of the most powerful of all the principles for me, although I know they all work synergistically together. And again, it has to do with my accomplishment at this job, for this big corporation I was working for. What I did was, what I realized from my reading is that I had to be involved with people, and I also knew that I had to show concern and care about them and their future. And so these weren't necessarily people who knew that we were going to accomplish the things that we did accomplish, and then some of them weren't really good at what we were doing, and that was salespeople. But what I did was, executive director, I required that everyone get on a mandatory call, and that call was about reading the book of Napoleon Hill. So they were all required to get on this mandatory call. And as a result of getting on the call, I mean, you had some, they were hesitant, or, you know, they were causing some confusion and negative talk about it. But, again, because it was mandatory, they had to get on the call. And so the results that they started getting from the call, they actually started talking up the call and was looking forward to the call.
In perfect harmony, but then it ended up getting into perfect harmony with this particular
because it definitely had the static and definitely had the negative talk and people getting on the call, not really participating, and that was okay because this was new to them and they were just listeners at first. But then these people became very, very vocal on the call. But not only that, I also was applying the principle of going the extra mile in that I didn't just teach them or show them how to be successful. I actually took them by the hand, one by one, and I would bring them out into the field and show them how to make the sale, how to deal with people, how to make sure at the close the call, how to do all of that. And in many instances, and this is a fact because I knew it wasn't about the money, I really was convinced that sharing money and giving away money in no way was something that was not good. And so I would really give them the contract at the end when it was all – I'd give them the contract. And that was almost unknown in that industry for you to give contracts away because there was a lot of money associated with those contracts. But that was not an obstacle to me. That was not something that was hindering me mentally because I was convinced – that the more that you give, the more that was going to come back to you. And it actually proved to be true. not only did I get that back, but I became, my office, my location actually became a flagship location for the whole region to follow, and most of it had to do because I was giving. I was applying those principles that I was learning to that team, to my team, and I saw these huge results, and they were so grateful. People, some of them that really didn't, I don't know, I don't want to say didn't like me, because I think when people don't like other people, they don't like themselves. But that element was there, and my road to success became even easier to accomplish in that particular area of my life, because now these people were willingly going out, looking for opportunities to go out. They would come back to the office, and they would be so excited. You know, Miss Sandra, look, like I just sold this and I just sold that. But not just for the money part of it. Some of them even started applying the principles in their personal life away from the job, and they would come back in the office and share with me things that were going on in their personal life, because they knew I was interested in that. It wasn't always about the money. It was first about what's going on in your personal life and what can I do to assist you to make things better for you here so you can be successful here. Because, you know, we've said repeatedly it's not about money all the time, but what I do know about money is right up there with oxygen. So it is very, very, very important. So it's not that it is excluded totally. But, again, Mastermind Alliance, one of my favorite principles of all principles, because how that work, and if you use it the way it is designed to work and follow it, it's like unquestionable. The success just automatically comes. It's like it's written in stone. It's a universal law. And we as humans, we do not have the power to stop those laws when they start rolling in your behalf. You can't stop it. It's like a runaway train with no brakes. That success is surely and definitely is going to happen.
And what I absolutely love about the Mastermind Alliance, we liken it to, like, say if you had a battery, and that battery, of course, has power. It's going to be able to, you put in a flashlight and you're going to get the power, you know, the flashlight is going to turn on. But if you have a pack of batteries, then you have even more power to be able to draw from. And if you put all of those batteries into one device, then you're really going to have a lot of juice to be able to pull from. And that's how it works when people come together in a spirit of harmony to be able to accomplish a specific purpose. And so when it comes to forming a Mastermind Alliance, being able to use this principle for your own benefit or for your own good, it really takes at least two or more people. So this could be you and your mate. This could be you and a business partner. This could be you and someone. And what Napoleon Hill stresses is the qualities that you want to look for within an individual that you have as a part of your Mastermind Alliance. Because you don't want to just pick or choose anybody to be a part of this very intimate group that's going to help to be able to further whatever your purpose is and further whatever your goal is. But there's six specific qualities that you should be looking for within individuals that are a part of your Mastermind Alliance. And those six qualities include dependability. You got to make sure these people are going to show up. Loyalty. And that they're really there to be able to support the cause and support the goals that have been defined. The ability to do the job. You don't want to just choose somebody because you like them, or choose somebody because, oh, you know, they're a nice person. But do they have the ability to do the job? And someone with a positive mental attitude. Because literally success and failure, it all starts in your own mind. So having that positive mental attitude is of prime importance to the success of your Mastermind Alliance. And then, as Ms. Sandra has brought out on several occasions, that going the extra mile, you know, people who are willing to put in the work and go above and beyond to make sure that your purpose is being accomplished, and, of course, applied faith. And we're actually, next week, we're going to go a lot more in-depth into applied faith, because it may not be exactly what you think. It's more action-oriented than just belief. so those six qualities or those six qualifications are what you want to look for in any individual that's a part of your mastermind alliance. And it's really important that once you choose the first person who's going to be a part of your mastermind alliance, then the two of you will then choose the third person. And then the three of you will choose the fourth person or however many that you need depending on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But it's an amazing way to be able to tap into an unlimited source of knowledge, unlimited source of information, and as those minds come together, as you're meeting on a regular basis, and as you're talking, and as you're working together in the spirit of harmony, you literally get to tap into infinite intelligence. And that's something we're going to go into a lot more in depth in this series. And we definitely thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in as we are going through the six-part special series from the International Mastermind Association on your right to be rich, where you really have the opportunity to learn the secrets to wealth and the 12 virtues of life. And on today's show, today's broadcast, we talked about the starting point of all great achievements, which is that definiteness of purpose and how to use other people's power through that mastermind alliance. And I just want to give you ladies our wonderful mastermind alliance guest, Ms. Ann McNeil, Sandra Richardson, and Ms. Hillary Vargas, an opportunity. If there's any last thoughts that you want to leave with our listening audience of how they can either apply these principles in their lives or what can help them to really, you know, take things to the next level for themselves.
What happened? This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping people build a stronger and a better life. And my only comment really would be the fact that you must, and that is a must, have a dream in order for that dream to come true, and utilizing this book to help make that possible with the mastermind group. Thank you.
Hi, thank you everyone for listening in. You know, we hope that you keep listening in every Saturday in the morning. For me, the main thing is to just go for it. Absolutely, whatever that desire is in your heart, if you implement it, then just do it. If you don't have the Think and Grow Rich book, go get it today. Implementation into writing down your purpose is so important. All the resources are there for you. So first, write it down and implement it in your life. And believe that you can do it. That calling, that itchiness of, like, I want to do this, is not impossible. It was placing your heart for a higher purpose. And then the second thing is pass it on. Pass on this information, not to your friends, but pass it on to your children. It's never too early to teach them these principles, to teach them that they can do absolutely anything their mind achieves. So pass it on to your children, pass it on to your grandkids, and even pass it on to the generation, because knowledge is sharing, and we can really make a difference on this world if we just implement and share it with others. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Sandra. And briefly, I just want to say, do not stop where you are in life to stop you. Do not stop that you feel like, you know, I'm just a student, I'm just a wife, or I'm just a mother, or whatever. Don't let anything actually be a hindrance or a roadblock for you to actually get going with this, because all human beings were engineered to be successful. The examples are already out there. The proof is already out there. The folks that have actually accomplished phenomenal success, they're no different and no better than you, and you have got to believe that and realize that your creator designed you for success. All we have to do is use the tools that he has already given us, that we were actually born with, use them to our good, follow these principles, and success can be yours.
Excellent. You ladies summed it up so beautifully, and I love that. Any knowledge that you want to keep, then you should share it. That way it'll instill it even deeper within yourself. It's the result that you're looking for. We want to thank you so much for joining us for this special series on Napoleon Hill's Your Right to Be Rich. Join us here every Saturday morning for the next 6 weeks, where we're going to talk about these principles. Next week, you're going to learn how to overcome the 7 basic fears and remove limitations. Also, how to benefit from the law of increasing returns and master salesmanship. So you definitely want to tune in for that and even more. If you want more information, you go to www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can follow us on Facebook at the International Mastermind Association. I'm your host, Havila Malone, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. And remember that if you're not online daily, then someone else is. Have an amazing day, and go out there and make it happen.